Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And we're delighted, as always, to be joined by our resident travel expert, Ed Finn, as we put the spotlight on the Belfast International Arts Festival on this week's edition of Saturday Live. And delighted to be joined now by the artistic director from Big Telly, Zoe Seaton, to talk about the play Department Store. And Zoe, I think it's probably fair to say that for many people in the theatrical world, the pandemic and lockdown has had a hugely negative effect. But you actually took it as a, I suppose it's fair to say, as a positive, and you came up with something that is so completely unique that perhaps mightn't have come out if we hadn't had the pandemic in the first place.
Yeah, definitely, Carol. That's exactly the thing. I mean, we've produced our first show digitally 3 weeks after the pandemic. So that was in April. And we've since done 17 digital theatre shows, all of which are live, nothing pre-recorded, nothing kind of streamed and available on demand, all live with actors all over the world contributing. So that was an extraordinary journey. I mean, we would have been involved using tech quite a lot prior to that and doing quite a lot of games theatre, and we were already developing a couple of apps, but that kind of did certainly accelerate the kind of transformation. And I think, you know, now we're really excited to be able to return to live, but it's not back to where we were by a long chalk. We've kind of met some extraordinary collaborators across the world, and being able to kind of bring them virtually to Belfast and been able to change the way a digital audience might affect a live experience feels like we're at the start of a whole new chapter.
It's really interesting, Zoe, actually, because it's amazing. I was up at the Arts Festival a few years ago, and it's really, which of course it just started during the week there. It runs for a month until the start of November. And it's just, I mean, amazing. I was there watching the Berlin Theatre Company playing Ibsen in the opera, in the opera house, and it was in German. I mean, they really do get some amazing stuff. And your one is actually the same. It's kind of groundbreaking. A lot of people might know that about the festival.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Richard Wakeley is a, you know, extremely well-travelled theatre expert, and has always been really passionate about bringing the very, very best to Belfast and about the festival offering like a huge kind of variety. And that's what it's about. And he's very supportive of, you know, if you're, this is where you do your bravest work. You're this is where you take risks. You don't take risks with the audience experience, but this is where, you know, a place to try something new and bold.
Saying something new and bold is a bit of an understatement, and I'm actually trying to get my head around this, Zoe. So talk us through, because from what I'm reading, it's and I'll quote here, it says a digital audience colluding with a physical one. So how exactly does this work?
Basically, there's a live audience who are part of, who come to a shop in the city centre, and they are, then they get caught up in a situation. So the store is going to close, and they realise that there are online shoppers connected to the store at the same time, and we have a capacity of 40 digital audience at a time, and they are able to, so the digital audience can see, they can access security cameras, and they can see things that the live audience and the live actors can't see. So we can ask the digital audience, almost like operate like a kind of security team. They can choose camera angles, they can see parts of the store that the live audience can't see, and they can also affect the store physically. So using the Internet of Things, they can turn on lights, they can turn on snow machines, they can turn on things in the space remotely. So I suppose what we're doing is playing with that idea of liveness and that idea of game, and seeing what happens if a live audience actually has to get the help of a digital audience because they have a different perspective.
That's amazing, isn't it, Carl? I mean, you were saying that is absolutely incredible. I mean, it really is pushing technology, I suppose, and experiences in a totally different, it's a totally different perspective, I think, from what any traditional theatre going audience are going to enjoy.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think our thing with the digital theatre all the way through the pandemic was about how can we create live connections, you know, and we did make 17 shows and we learned an awful lot. I mean, it was such a kind of meteoric learning curve about what makes people feel connected and what makes people feel involved and how it's interesting to give a digital audience agency. So they have a role within this production, but it's different. We've developed an app with a digital artist. Is called Jack Hardiker, and the app is called Remote Control. So when you watch this show digitally, you, instead of getting like a Zoom screen, it's a new app called Remote Control where you have a choice of cameras and you have a choice of things that you can make happen in the space, and you have live chat as well. So you're not visible in the space. It doesn't use your camera or your microphone, but you can trigger the tannoy and you can trigger shutters and you can trigger things in the space. So, I mean, we're kind of, you know, excited about playing with that. And I think when we returned to live, we were never going to say, okay, we're doing a live show and the digital audience can just, we'll put up a camera and you can see what we're doing here. We always wanted to keep the digital audience at the heart of the work and to keep them with us, you know, and it feels like we're coming back and we're doing a live piece and we're bringing all these new friends with us. You know, we reached 12,000 people through the pandemic and we've got, you know, a big global audience there, which we didn't have before. And it's about how can we bring them to Belfast and how can we make them feel that they are present within this space.
So are you saying really, Zoe, that you as an audience member, you have a choice as to whether to be a passive member of the audience or an interactive member?
Well, I mean, our work would be interactive, but I mean, I always describe the kind of level of interactivity in our work, and this goes for whether it's digital or whether it's live. You should feel like you've been invited to a party, and you are just as welcome if what you want to do is sit with your coat on near the door, as if you're one of the people that wants to dance on the tables. So there is a spectrum of playfulness. There is opportunity to play, but you can also observe.
Well, Carol, I've seen you now dancing in jazz clubs in Prague and you're amazing. I'd say you won't be sitting at the table a lot at all. This is going to be right up your alley. Fantastic stuff.
Actually. So how does it work then, Zoe? I mean, because I'm sure that anyone listening at the moment would have tons of questions about this. I mean, how do you prevent people getting in the way of each other?
Yeah, I mean, we're working that through. You know, I'll be really, really, you know, honest and say this is new and we're working it through. You know, I've got an amazing team. I'm working with Jack Hardiker, who's very versed in kind of digital art, and a team of web developers and web coders. And alongside that, I've got a team of people who are focused on the live experience. So we've got a lot of people involved, and it's going to be very much learning as we go along. I mean, the digital audience don't have total agency. They can't just shut down the show and turn the lights off.
Right. You
know, there's certain points where certain buttons become alive and become animated within the app, and certain times when you can choose to do things. So it's not completely free reign. Also, the audience can chat at certain points. So, for instance, you know, this store is being closed down against the will of the staff. But we think one of them might be kind of stealing stuff from the till, and that there's a camera at the till, the digital audience can see. So there's stuff we can ask them to kind of work out, because there's things they can see that we can't see. So there's various kind of specific points like that and specific questions we ask of them. And then generally they have choice about it. It's like browsing a space. They can choose what camera to go and look at. They can choose to go and look. So for instance, at a point of where if something terrible is happening and we're all trapped downstairs, we can ask them to tell us what's happening upstairs because they can see the cameras that we can't.
Well, I just think this is absolutely incredible, incredible. And I'm totally blown away by it. So I know you sort of alluded to this earlier, Zoe, but is this really the way forward now for Big Telly? Is this the sort of thing that you will be further developing in the future with future productions?
Yeah, very much so, Carol. I mean, I don't think there's any piece that we will do in the future that doesn't have a digital element to it. And simply because, you know, it's amazing for us to be able to collaborate with these extraordinary artists over the world and to see how we can bring those worlds together. You know, it means that we can create an intimate piece in a car that might have 4 live audience, but it might have 40 digital. Or, you know, in the pandemic, we were doing lots of, you know, what can we do with, you know, in a very simple way, but what can we do if this, you know, if the digital audience asks the person with the camera to go on a journey, you know, hide in your bathroom with your phone, go and do, you know, there's so much potential. Even, I mean, the laugh of it is I get introduced at these conferences as a digital pioneer, and I needed two people to help me set up this interview. I mean, I am no, by no means a digital pioneer.
Yeah, me too, Zoe.
But what I'm very, very good at is finding talented people who want to go on a journey and who want to explore and who want to see how playful we can be and how inclusive we can be. And the connections, I mean, the emails we've had from people all over the world saying, please don't stop doing digital theatre. I live too far from a venue, or I can't leave my home, or I'm breastfeeding, or my child's autistic. You know, for a number of reasons, it's absolutely important to me in terms of accessibility and inclusion, as well as where can we go with this artistically.
Well, I just think it's, and I know I do agree as well, it's absolutely fantastic. So yeah. Department Story, all part of the Belfast International Theatre Festival. So it runs from the 20th through the 31st of October. So if anyone wants to find more information about how to get tickets and to make the choice as to whether they want to watch as part of an audience or digitally, where do they go?
They go to the Belfast International Festival's website.
Yeah, I have it. It's the BelfastInternationalArtsFestival.com. And yeah, in-store shoppers, Carl, are £16. And if you're online, it's £15. And it's, as I said earlier, from the 20th of October to the 31st. And it's on Wednesdays, Thursdays, 8:30. The times are all there, and 6 p.m. and 8:30 as well. But listen, as the world reopens again, I have to say, amazing stuff and hybrid models for theatre and performance, and thrilling, as you said earlier there, Zoe, for people that are unable to access physically. So I think this is amazing stuff.
Well, it is amazing.
Well done. I can't wait to be. I'm going to be maybe an online shopper, Carl. I'm not sure yet. I might be in store. I'm not
well,
sure.
You're very good at that anyway.
You will be online for sure anyway.
Yes. Zoe, thank you very much for taking the time to chat with us on the show this week. Zoe Seaton, who is the artistic director of Big Telly, and congratulations to everybody involved in your theatrical company. Excellent job.
Thanks a million, Zoe, and the best of luck.
Thank you.